I would take the money home and put it into the safe, you know, because we used it again to buy more emeralds later on, you know, to keep on going, you know, because we did this for about 7 years. And the safe was not that big. And so I would stash the money in there, you know, and I'd tell my two boys, Elon and Kibble, they can take money from the safe for anything they need. They must just leave a note, a little white note. Sometimes I would open the safe and the notes would all fall out.
So why would Elon then tweet, I think it's December 2019, he tweeted, "You didn't own an emerald mine, and I worked my way through college, ending up $100,000 in student debt."
Well, you know, it's first of all, it's my children, you know, so they've got an axe to grind, you see. But I never owned a mine, but I received rough from a mine called Katanga Mine in Zimbabwe from the people that I did the deal with, the airplane.
Okay.
Elon came up to the mine with me. He was at the mine.
Yeah.
Now, so he knows very well.
Yeah.
And they also, when they were once in New York, they actually took some stones that I had with me. I used to go overseas, take a few stones with me, and then take them to the good jewelers and then say, "Would you like to buy these stones?" Because I sold them very cheaply.
Yeah.
Elon knows all about the emeralds. But it's just because, you see, he wants to tell the people in America that he also had a hard time.
You know
what I mean? And admittedly, you know, when he went to university, the university costs where he were $250,000 a year, rands a year, 250,000 rands a year.
Back then.
Yes, at Wharton Business School. So I would give them all the money I had for them to study here. I would send to them, but I couldn't pay that kind of money. So he took loans, you see.
Mm.
And I don't think he has anything to complain about because he paid off those loans within 4 years of leaving university. You know, within 4 years of leaving university, he was a multimillionaire. Her parents, by the way, were very fanatical in favor of apartheid. This is quite interesting.
Mm.
Her parents came to South Africa from Canada because they sympathized with the Afrikaner government.
Okay.
They used to support Hitler and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-mm.
But they didn't know, obviously, I don't think they knew what the Germans, the Nazis were doing. But they in Canada, they were in the German party.
Thank you. My heart goes out to you.